Divorce Then Love. Chapter 541. Wyatt was taking a patient's pulse when he saw Maxim, which surprised him, especially the cold aura emanating from him. It had scared off several patients from his clinic, clearly indicating trouble. "Mr. Yoder, please sit down, I'll finish examining this patient first." After taking the patient's pulse, he wrote a prescription while saying, "Avoid spicy food and alcohol. Take this medicine I prescribe 3 times a day, with 10 days as one course of treatment. If there's no effect after a month, come back. Go to the back to get the medicine." He handed the prescription to the patient, then stood up and turned to Maxim, "Mr. Yoder, what brings you to me?" "Stay away from Brianna." Detecting the warning in his tone, Wyatt raised an eyebrow, "Does she know you distrust her this much?" Maxim looked at him coldly, "This has nothing to do with whether I trust her or not, I simply don't want other men around her all the time." "Mr. Yoder, you were Brianna's boyfriend, you should have known well that she didn't like others controlling her friendships." Maxim sneered, meeting Wyatt's casual gaze and said word by word, "Dr. Whalon, I appreciate that you treated my leg back then. If you need money or anything else, I can give it to you. But there's one thing, stay away from her." Seeing Maxim doubt Brianna over such a trivial matter, Wyatt suddenly felt that everything Brianna had done for Maxim was not worth it. His expression also cooled down, he looked at Maxim emotionlessly and said, "Mr. Yoder, you don't understand Brianna at all. Whether I understand or not has nothing to do with you. If I find out you're still seeing her, you might as well close down this clinic." No sooner had the words fallen than a cold voice came from outside the door. "Maxim, if you dare to touch Wyatt, we're done." Both of them turned their heads at the same time, only to see Brianna walking in, her eyes filled with anger. After hanging up the phone just now, she had a hunch that Maxim wouldn't let this matter rest. Sure enough, as soon as she arrived at the clinic, she heard Maxim threatening Wyatt and almost exploded with anger. Disbelief flashed in Maxim's eyes as he angrily exclaimed, "Are you defending him now?" "Yes." Brianna walked up to Wyatt, looking coldly at Maxim, her eyes devoid of any warmth. "If you have any complaints, direct them at me. Don't forget, if it wasn't for Wyatt, you'd still be in a wheelchair. This is a different matter. Just because he helped me with my leg, does it mean I have to tolerate him appearing by your side from time to time?" Seeing the anger in Maxim's eyes, Brianna slowly said, "If you can't even give me this much trust, we might as well break up sooner." "Brianna." Maxim's expression was so gloomy that it could almost drip water, and his gaze at her was incredibly cold. "Take back what you just said." Brianna stubbornly looked at him, not moving or speaking. The temperature around Maxim was dropping rapidly, the oppressive aura almost suffocating. However, Brianna seemed to feel nothing, confronting him with an expressionless face. Wyatt sensed the tension and quickly said, "Master." "Brianna, Mr. Yoder cares about you too. Maybe you two should have a good talk." Brianna looked at Wyatt with a guilty expression, "Dr. Whalon, I'm really sorry about today. I absolutely won't let him do anything to you." Seeing the two completely ignoring him, the string called reason in Maxim's mind snapped. Chapter 542. He grabbed Brianna's wrist and dragged her straight out. Brianna was jolted by his action, almost stumbling and falling. After regaining her balance, she violently shook off his hand. Maxim, were you sick? She hadn't yet confronted him about his decision to seek out Wyatt on his own, but he was the one who got angry first. Come back with me, let's talk. Brianna sneered, I have nothing to discuss with you. If you continue to interfere with my interactions with others, we're breaking up. After speaking, Brianna turned around and left directly. Just as she reached the roadside, Maxim stopped her. Brianna acted as if she didn't see him, waving her hand to hail a cab. However, as soon as she lifted her hand, she was immediately swept off her feet by Maxim. Ah! Brianna was startled, and once she realized what was happening, she instantly became angry. Struggling and gritting her teeth, she said, Maxim, put me down. Bastard. Maxim turned a deaf ear, directly shoved her into the car, and then promptly got in himself. Brianna turned to open the door on the other side, but the moment her hand touched the handle, her waist was grabbed. The instant Maxim rested his chin on her shoulder, the scent of pine on him enveloped her. Brianna, I'm sorry. Brianna was taken aback, not expecting him to suddenly apologize. After she realized, she said coldly, you shouldn't apologize to me, you should apologize to Wyatt. It was just that I saw the photos of you meeting with Wyatt several times these past few days, and I lost my sanity for a moment. After all, mighty for a you haven't seen me as much these days, Maxim's tone was filled with intense jealousy, revealing his inner unease. He always felt in his heart that Brianna would one day suddenly leave him, so seeing her closely interacting with any other man would make him lose control of his emotions. Brianna frowned, what photo? Did someone send it to you? Or did you have someone follow me? No sooner had her words fallen than she keenly noticed Maxim's body stiffen. After a good while, he slowly said, Kylie sent it to me. Brianna took a deep breath, pushed him away, and turned to look at him coldly, didn't you tell me before that you wouldn't have any contact with Kylie again? She called me, and I immediately blocked her. But later, she texted me from another phone, saying that you've been meeting with Wyatt frequently, and even sent photos to my email. You suspected me and Wyatt just based on a few photos. Sensing her gaze full of disappointment towards him, Maxim felt an inexplicable panic in his heart. He wanted to hold her hand, but she brushed him off. Brianna looked at him with a cold laugh, saying word by word, Maxim, if you can't give me the respect I want, let's not waste any more time. After speaking, she directly pushed open the car door and left. Maxim didn't chase after him anymore, but there was a gloom in his eyes. He looked at Ryan, who had been silently hanging his head in the passenger seat, and said coldly, call Kylie. Ryan nervously dialed Kylie's number, and it took a long time for the other side to answer. Ryan, you were looking for me for? Before she could finish speaking, a cold voice interrupted her. Kylie, what was your purpose in sending me those photos? There was silence on the other end of the phone for a few seconds. Before Kylie's cautious voice finally sounded, Maxim, I had no ulterior motive, I just feared that my sister might do something to wrong you, that's why I told you about this. Chapter 543. Maxim sneered, his voice cold and ruthless, stop wasting your time on me and Brianna. Even if I break up with her, I would never be with you. Don't forget, you're still carrying Isaac's child. Before the other side could speak, he abruptly hung up the phone, coldly saying, don't ever tell me anything about Kylie again, get me a new SIM card this afternoon. All right, Mr. Yoder. Just as he was about to return to the company, Ryan received a call from the butler of the Baldwin family. Mr. Yoder, Mr. Baldwin wanted to meet with you, Ryan said, not hanging up the phone, covering it as he looked at Maxim. Maxim's expression was icy, no meeting. The butler of the Baldwin family said it was about Dr. Moon. Mr. Baldwin wanted to ask what your relationship with Dr. Moon was. Maxim frowned. Last time you went to the hotel, didn't you clarify that Wyatt was Dr. Moon? Ryan hastily said, I told you, Mr. Baldwin and his team also went to find Wyatt, but according to Wyatt, he is not Dr. Moon. Dr. Moon is someone else. The old butler said that the Baldwin group's discontinuation of targeting the Yoder group seems to be related to Dr. Moon. Ask him the time and place. An hour later, Maxim and Albert were sitting across from each other in the best private room of a high-end club in Bridenville. Maxim, as usual, had a cold demeanor, radiating a low pressure all around him, while Albert had a smile on his face, as if nothing had ever happened between him and Maxim. Mr. Yoder, why didn't you tell me earlier that you were close with Dr. Moon? If I had known, I wouldn't have foolishly arranged for Ms. Schneider to be kidnapped. Maxim looked at him coldly, Mr. Baldwin, did Wyatt tell you that I have a good relationship with Dr. Moon? Albert nodded, yes, and Wyatt even said that if I continued to deal with the Yoder group, Dr. Moon wouldn't see me, let alone agree to operate on Hector. If it hadn't been for Hector, Albert wouldn't have gone out of his way to please Maxim. Maxim's gaze grew even colder, and in a flash, he suddenly thought of something, his face instantly turning extremely unsightly. Mr. Yoder, what happened to you? Why did your face suddenly turn so pale? Maxim stood up directly, looking at Albert and said, something just came to mind, I must excuse myself first. Mr. Yoder. Albert's face changed color, a flash of anger in his eyes. However, Maxim simply ignored him and turned around to leave quickly. Albert stared intently at his retreating figure, abruptly throwing his teacup to the ground. Maxim repeatedly disrespected him. Once Hector had finished his surgery, he would definitely not let the Yoder group off the hook. On the way to my corporation, details of Maxim's previous interactions with Brianna kept flooding his mind. No wonder when she said Wyatt was Dr. Moon back then, he only felt unfamiliar. No wonder every time he saw her with Wyatt, he always had a feeling that they were very familiar. If Brianna was Dr. Moon, everything would make sense. Only in this way would Wyatt deceive himself for her. Only she could stand up to Albert and make him let go of the Yoder group. Thinking about how he not only failed to notice her sacrifices for him, but also got jealous over her interactions with Wyatt, Maxim felt like slapping himself. The club was not far from my corporation, only a few minutes away, yet Maxim felt time passing so slowly for the first time, wishing he could appear in front of Brianna immediately. Finally, the black Maybach stopped in front of the My Corporation building, and Maxim quickly got out of the car and walked in. When he arrived at the president's office, William looked surprised and quickly stood up, "Mr. Yoder, you..." Maxim didn't even glance at him, he just pushed open the door to Brianna's office. Brianna was reading a document when she heard the sound of a door opening. She frowned and looked up, only to see Maxim striding towards her. Surprise flashed in her eyes, followed by a cold voice, "What are you here for?" Before the word could even leave her mouth, she was swept into Maxim's arms. Chapter 544. Brianna hesitated for a moment, trying to break free from his embrace, but she was unsuccessful. "Maxim, what are you doing? Let go of me." William was still looking at the door. However, Maxim not only did not let go of her, but his grip on her hand tightened a bit, as if he was afraid that she would disappear on the spot as soon as he let go. Noticing his odd behavior, Brianna furrowed her brows, "Maxim, what on earth is wrong with you?" He was clearly very angry before at the entrance of Wyatt's clinic, but now he seemed like a completely different person. After a good while, Maxim finally let her go, looking down at her as he said, word for word, "You are Dr. Moon, aren't you?" Surprise flashed in Brianna's eyes. She wanted to ask if it was Wyatt who had told him, but then she thought that Wyatt probably wouldn't take the initiative. "What did you ask this for? It really was you." Guilt filled Maxim's eyes, "I'm sorry, I misunderstood you for so long." Brianna was silent for a moment, then slowly asked, "How did you know?" "After you left, Albert found me. He said that if he didn't let go of the Yoder group, Dr. Moon wouldn't agree to operate on Hector. Thinking back to the things that happened when I was disabled, my intuition told me that you are Dr. Moon." Brianna pursed her lips, not expecting it to be for this reason. She looked at him with a faint expression, "You misunderstood something. I had Wyatt talk to Albert because Albert's involvement with the Yoder group started because of me. And regardless of whether he agrees to let the Yoder group go, I've decided to save Hector." A hint of loss flashed in Maxim's eyes, and his thin lips tightened. "You treated my leg back then, why didn't you tell me you were Dr. Moon?" Brianna chuckled, "At first, I didn't want to burden you, or make you feel indebted to me. After all, wanting to marry you was my own wishful thinking. Later, I didn't want to have any more to do with you, so there was no need to make an unnecessary move." With every word she spoke, a sharp pain surged through Maxim's heart. She had been silently doing so much for him behind his back, yet he always hurt her and even suspected her of being with other men. The thought made his heart ache even more. "Brianna, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry." Seeing his eyes rimmed red, surprise flashed in Brianna's eyes, followed by silence. Maxim's apology, she could handle. Whether it was initially treating his leg, or later exhausting all efforts to save Norma, she never let him down. Instead, it was he who owed her. "I had another meeting later, if you had nothing else, you could go back." After speaking, Brianna sat down and continued to read the documents. She was not a robot, not a single apology from Maxim would make her resentment towards him disappear. And she hadn't forgotten what happened this morning. The moment she heard him threatening Wyatt, her sadness was real. It was bad enough that he didn't understand her, but he didn't even respect her friends. I would go and apologize to Wyatt personally. Brianna's hand, holding the document, trembled slightly. She lowered her gaze and said softly, "This is your own business. I came to pick you up for dinner in the evening." She was about to refuse when Maxim continued, "I will call Wyatt. This meal is also to apologize to him. Will you accompany me?" Brianna glanced up at Maxim, saw the guilt in his eyes, and finally nodded. Good. Chapter 545. After Maxim left, Brianna stared at the document in front of her for a while, but didn't take in a single word. Instead, the corners of her mouth unconsciously curled up. Evening arrived quickly, and Maxim had booked the best Riverside Oasis Hotel in Bridenville. Brianna went to pick up Wyatt, and on the way, Wyatt couldn't help but say, "Brianna, Maxim really went all out this time, didn't he?" Just a meal in the lobby of the Riverside Oasis Hotel costs tens of thousands, and he booked the entire restaurant. That must have cost him millions, right? No matter how much money, it was deserved. He inexplicably ran to your clinic to cause trouble, you couldn't easily forgive him tonight. Wyatt chuckled, "Well, it's not that bad, after all, he has bought medicine from me before. This time, for your sake, I won't make a fuss about it. You don't have to save face for me, he always doubted me like this. Even if you cooled down, I didn't. So what were you planning to do?" Brianna pursed her lips, murmuring, "I haven't decided yet, I'll let you know when I do." The two quickly arrived at the Riverside Oasis Hotel, where two waiters had been waiting at the entrance. One stepped forward to help park the car, while the other led them inside. Maxim had been waiting in the restaurant, and upon seeing Brianna and Wyatt, he stood up and walked towards them. "Brianna, Dr. Whalon, come sit over here." Brianna had intended to sit with Wyatt, to let Maxim know that she hadn't forgiven him yet. Unexpectedly, Maxim took her hand directly and pulled her to sit next to him. "Let's order first." Maxim handed the menu to Wyatt. The other party didn't hesitate either, directly taking the menu and ordering more than a dozen dishes, all of which were the most expensive in the restaurant. Afterwards, they added a few more before finally looking at Maxim. "Mr. Yoder, did I order too much?" Maxim's expression was indifferent, "Not much, if it's not enough, we can add more." Wyatt nodded, "All right, thank you, Mr. Yoder." After speaking, he ruthlessly ordered 7 or 8 more dishes, then handed the menu to Brianna, smiling and saying, "Junior sister, see if there's anything else you like." Brianna shook her head, "No need, the ones you ordered, senior brother, are enough." Wyatt didn't say anything else, he just handed the menu directly to the waiter, without even asking for Maxim's opinion. After the waiter left, Wyatt turned to Maxim, his expression gradually becoming serious. "Mr. Yoder, actually, I didn't initially want my junior sister to marry you, because the Yoder family is a wealthy clan. After marrying you, she wouldn't be able to live as carefree as before, but I couldn't help it, she liked you. I thought you would recognize her worth, but it seems you didn't. Moreover, when she interacted normally with other men, you doubted her. Do you think you deserve her affection? Brianna was taken aback, abruptly looking up at Wyatt, clearly not expecting him to suddenly lash out. Senior brother. Wyatt glanced at her and said coldly. Don't speak for now, I'm asking him as a member of your family. Brianna pursed her lips, I've already divorced him, we can only be considered as boyfriend and girlfriend now. So, Wyatt couldn't claim to be a member of his maternal family either. Wyatt. 1. After a few seconds of silence, Maxim slowly said, Dr. Whalon, I was wrong to have misunderstood you and Brianna in the past. Ever since I got back together with her, I've always felt anxious, afraid that she might suddenly leave me one day. Therefore, I was constantly worried and couldn't help but feel jealous when I saw her interacting with other men, which led me to do some irrational things. Wyatt looked at him expressionlessly and said coldly, as a couple, the most important thing is trust. You have no trust in her at all, your relationship won't last long. Maxim nodded, his voice deep as he said, I understand, I also only found out today, how much she loved me. At this point, Maxim turned to look at Brianna, his eyes filled with a deep affection that Brianna couldn't catch. Brianna, give me another chance, I will try not to be so anxious about gains and losses, okay? Chapter 546. Before Brianna / could speak, Wyatt across her sneered, Mr. Yoder, how many chances has your junior sister given you? Have you ever cherished them? Maxim's eyes turned cold, but he still suppressed his anger and said in a low voice, Dr. Whalon, this is between Brianna and me, I hope you won't interfere. Wyatt raised an eyebrow, my junior sister's matters are my matters. And you bullied my junior sister. Now that our master is not here, as her senior brother, I have to seek justice for her. Maxim finally turned to look at him, what do you want? 2. It's not about what I want, but what you want. If you can't treat her well and always doubt her, causing her to be upset, I advise you break up with her now. I will introduce her to other outstanding men. Impossible. Maxim's expression turned icy cold. He said word by word, I could never leave her in my life. Seeing the anger in his eyes, Wyatt chuckled and turned to Brianna, saying, Junior sister, after all, this is your emotion, you decide for yourself. Brianna looked at Maxim and slowly said, I've given you many chances. You always ask me not to associate with other men, but what about you? Aren't you still entangled with Kylie? I had already blocked her, and I would never see her again. Brianna shook her head, Maxim, stop making these useless promises. You know very well that it's impossible for you not to see Kylie. I don't care about your promises, I just want to see what you do. All right. Would you be willing to give me another chance? Seeing that Brianna did not deny it, the huge stone that had been hanging in Maxim's heart finally fell to the ground. After finishing their meal, the two were just about to leave when Maxim suddenly received a call from the mental hospital. Mr. Yoder, someone secretly infiltrated the hospital and drugged Adolf. We tried our best to save him, but we couldn't bring him back. Maxim's face changed, he said coldly, I'll be right there. Brianna also heard the words from the other side, her face also looked very unpleasant. Upon arriving at the mental hospital, Adolf's body had already been covered with a white cloth, his entire face was purplish, clearly indicating death by poisoning. What on earth happened? The on-duty doctor said shakily, Adolf's condition has been gradually stabilizing recently. Sometimes he can even answer some normal questions and occasionally talk about the past. We were planning to notify you to come over this Saturday. However, when we went to check on him tonight, we found that Adolf had been drugged. When I entered, that person was escaping through the window. Adolf was having difficulty breathing and was shaking all over. I had no choice but to rush Adolf to the emergency room, but in the end, we couldn't save him. Maxim's expression was icy, "Where is the surveillance room? I want to see the footage." In, on the third floor, people in the courtyard were watching, "I'll take you there." Half an hour later, Maxim and Brianna saw the profile captured in the surveillance, their faces turned incredibly ugly. It was Isaac, surprisingly. Maxim immediately took out his phone and dialed Ryan's number, saying coldly, "Isaac has returned to Britainville. He sneaked into Peak Psychiatric Hospital and killed Adolf 3 hours ago before escaping. Send someone to check the surveillance along the way immediately. We must find him." After hanging up the phone, he thought for a moment and then sent a dozen bodyguards each to protect Norma and the couple Kendra. Since Isaac had dared to return, he certainly wouldn't let him leave Britainville alive again. On the way back, both of them were somewhat silent. The past 6 months had been calm and peaceful, they had all intentionally or unintentionally ignored the fact that Isaac was still alive. Unexpectedly, as soon as he appeared, he directly killed Adolf. Although Adolf had become a fool, he was still ultimately the murderer who killed Isaac's parents. Chapter 547. He killed Adolf not only for revenge, but perhaps also as a warning to them. He was hiding in the shadows, potentially ready to strike at them at any moment. Returning to the villa, the two walked in silence. The moment they pressed the fingerprint lock to open the door, Brianna suddenly sensed something was wrong. She turned around, grabbed Maxim's hand, and ran quickly towards the outside. Bang! A miniature bomb blasted open the villa door. Even though the explosion was not life-threatening, it was highly likely to cause disfigurement or injury. Brianna's expression was icy as she said, word by word, "It must be Isaac. He installed this miniature bomb, not to kill her and Maxim, but to tell them that he had returned and was everywhere." Anger flashed in Maxim's eyes, "We will stay at Emerald Villa for the time being. I will send someone to clean up here later. Try to bring a few bodyguards with you when you go out during this period." After all the hassle, the two of them didn't return to Emerald Villa until after 11 at night. Brianna took a bath and went to sleep, while Maxim went to the study to deal with work, also waiting for news from Ryan. Late at night, Kylie was in a deep sleep when she suddenly felt a pair of hands covering her mouth. She jolted awake, finding a dark figure standing by her bed, and their hand was currently covering her mouth. She was immediately frightened, struggling, and whimpering. "Don't speak. It was me." Recognizing it was Isaac, the terror in her eyes instantly turned into anger, and she raised her hand to slap him across the face. Isaac's hand, which had been covering her face, suddenly moved downwards, tightly gripping her neck. "Kylie, your courage has really grown." Isaac had not used his full strength, so aside from a slight feeling of suffocation, Kylie did not experience any other discomfort. She sneered, "Isaac, apart from the child in my belly, you will never have any other children in your life, so isn't it normal for me to be a bit bolder?" Isaac's hand slowly tightened around her neck. He chuckled lightly and said, "You're right, but if you dare to lay a hand on me again, I don't know what I might do." His voice was soft and eerie, adding a strange and terrifying aura in the darkness. Kylie couldn't help but shiver, coldly asking, "What are you doing here in the middle of the night?" Isaac let go of her and sat down next to her. "I needed a place to hide, and after much thought, your place seemed the most suitable. Why did you think I wouldn't tell anyone? Don't forget, you're a fugitive now." Isaac chuckled, "Because I know, you want to break up Maxim and Brianna, and I can help you. Why should I believe you? You hate Maxim and Brianna, your purpose of coming back this time is to take revenge on them, right?" Kylie fell silent for a moment, looking in his direction and said coldly. Isaac nodded, "Of course, but I also have to find a cheap father for my child, don't I?" His current situation made it absolutely impossible for him to openly keep the child by his side. He himself was a fugitive, how could he possibly provide a stable life for the child? What did that mean? "Haven't you always wanted to marry Maxim? I can make it happen for you." Chapter 548. With a look of disbelief, Kylie scoffed, "You really have the nerve to say that? You didn't believe me? Just wait and see, I always keep my word." Kylie was silent for a moment, then looked at him and asked, "Were you really planning to help me?" Isaac chuckled, "Do I need to lie to you? After all, I can only be a fugitive in this life. I might as well use my last power to kill Brianna, so you can be with Maxim." After all, he didn't love Kylie, he just wanted the child in Kylie's belly to have a better life. "What were you planning to do? You didn't need to worry about this, you would know when the time came." Kylie didn't ask again, expressionlessly said, "You sleep on the floor, I'm going back to sleep." Isaac didn't speak, he just reached out and touched her stomach, then turned and walked over to lie down on a nearby sofa. Kylie pursed her lips, not feeling the slightest bit sleepy. She was weighing whether to help Isaac or to tell Maxim that he was with her, in order to gain Maxim's favor. However, thinking of the last time she was blocked by Maxim after calling him, her gaze became incredibly cold. The next morning was Saturday, and both Maxim and Brianna didn't go out. During breakfast, Brianna asked about Isaac. "Did you find out where he was?" "Not yet, he disappeared after passing through several unmonitored areas. My people are investigating." Brianna nodded, "Yes, we must send more people to guard your grandparents and your parents. I'm afraid he might do something to them again." "I knew, I had called over two bodyguards. Before catching him, remember to leave with the bodyguards. Upon hearing this, Brianna furrowed her brow, no need, I can protect myself. No, I'd feel more at ease if you had bodyguards with you. Brianna lowered her gaze, suddenly realizing that Annabelle Madden was about to return to her country. She would also need a bodyguard in her home country these days, so she simply nodded and said, "Okay, I understand." After finishing breakfast, Maxim accompanied Brianna in watching a movie at home. They chose a very old romance film, with a black and white texture. The male protagonist was a wealthy aristocrat who fell in love at first sight when he first met the female protagonist. When the two were preparing to get married, the sudden outbreak of war disrupted their plans. The male protagonist went to join the army, and the female protagonist waited for him at home. However, due to the chaos of war, she was a helpless woman with no means to live alone. In addition, the male protagonist's mother sent her a letter informing her of his death in battle. In order to make a living, she fell into disrepute, spending her days in a daze. Years later, while she was soliciting customers at the train station, she encountered the male protagonist who had returned home after the war ended. She turned to flee, but was recognized by the male protagonist. Later, the male protagonist wanted to marry her, but her past experiences would only bring shame to him. After returning home with the male protagonist, the female protagonist didn't want him to be ridiculed for a lifetime, so she left. The ending of the story was that the female protagonist died on the spot in a car accident. The male protagonist kept lingering at the scene of her accident, but that familiar figure would never appear in front of him again. After watching, Brianna couldn't help but sigh. This movie was nothing less than a microcosm of the countless lives during the war era. Buzz, buzz, buzz. The phone suddenly rang. Upon seeing it was Annabelle, a flash of surprise crossed Brianna's eyes as she quickly picked up. "Annabelle, did you return to your country?" A sweet voice came through. "Yes, I'm at the airport already. Brianna, where are you? I'll take a taxi over. I went to pick you up." "All right, then I waited for you at the airport." After hanging up the phone, Brianna was about to leave with her car keys when Maxim suddenly stood up and said, "I'll go with you." Chapter 549. Brianna nodded, "Okay." An hour later, seeing Brianna get out of the black Maybach, Annabelle's sunglasses almost fell off her face. "Brianna, you've become so rich in just a few years." "Sob, sob, sob, how about you just take care of me when I come back?" Annabelle was around 1.7 meters tall, with delicate and beautiful features, yet she gave off an icy, unapproachable vibe. Her dressing style reflected this as well. She wore a fiery red V-neck long dress, paired with pointed stiletto heels, making her look both cool and stylish. Unfortunately, her voice was sweet, which distressed her greatly. She hugged Brianna tightly, ruffling her hair with her hand, her face full of indulgent laughter. "Sister, let go of me, I can't breathe." Annabelle let go of her, raising an eyebrow and said, "You used to love it when I hugged you." Brianna. 1. Wasn't it clear that she couldn't escape her clutches at that time? Just as she was about to speak, Annabelle suddenly leaned in and whispered in her ear, "Who is that handsome man getting out from the driver's seat? Is he your husband?" Annabelle was aware of Brianna's marriage. At that time, she was abroad, working day and night on a project. By the time she received the news, Brianna had already married Maxim. Brianna shook her head, "I'm already divorced from him, we're now a couple." Annabelle. The amount of information was too overwhelming, she had a bit of trouble accepting it. She had only been abroad for a few years, how on earth had Brianna managed to get married, divorced, and then start dating her ex-husband again? Thinking of her own blank emotional life, she couldn't help but mourn for herself in her heart. While the two were talking, Maxim had already walked up to them. "Brianna, it's windy here, get in the car first." Brianna briefly introduced the two to each other, and after exchanging greetings, she pulled Annabelle into the car. Seeing her sitting in the back seat with Annabelle, Maxim raised an eyebrow. When Maxim got in the car, Brianna and Annabelle had already decided where to eat. "Maxim, you took us to Riverside Oasis Hotel, my senior sister wanted to see the river view." "Good." Maxim started the car, Brianna left him to sit in the back seat with Annabelle, he was somewhat angry. But seeing Brianna laughing so hard her eyes squinted while chatting with Annabelle, her eyes full of joy, his originally gloomy mood was also dispelled, and the corners of his mouth unconsciously curled up. However, this good mood only lasted until the car stopped in front of Riverside Oasis Hotel. After getting out of the car with Annabelle, Brianna saw Maxim also getting out. She pursed her lips and said, "I have some women's topics to discuss with my senior sister, you should go back first." Maxim stared at her, had she really taken him for a driver? Seeing the displeasure in his eyes, Brianna quickly pulled him aside, "Today really is a special case, I know I've wronged you, I'll make it up to you when I get back." A thought struck Maxim, but he feigned displeasure on his face, "How to compensate?" "What compensation did you want?" Maxim leaned into her ear, whispering something in a voice only the two of them could hear, and Brianna's face instantly turned beet red. "Rogue. It was you who asked me what compensation you wanted, are you trying to back out?" Chapter 550. Brianna bit her lower lip, hesitating. In the midst of her indecision, Maxim's voice echoed in her ear again. "Your senior sister was already watching us, are you sure you don't want to make a decision quickly?" Hearing this, Brianna gritted her teeth and said, "Fine, I agree with you. Then I waited for you at home." Maxim turned around and greeted Annabelle, then got in the car and left. Annabelle looked meaningfully at the blushing Brianna and teased, "What did he just say to you? Your face is so red." Brianna subconsciously touched her still burning face, "No, nothing, sister, let's hurry in." Annabelle chuckled, but didn't press further. The two had just walked into the restaurant when the waiter approached them. "Ms. Schneider, Mr. Yoder had already booked the restaurant. I will take you to the spot with the best river view." After the two had sat down and ordered their food, Annabelle began to interrogate Brianna, "Your boyfriend, he's quite something, isn't he? Does his family own a company?" Brianna nodded, "Hmm." Mentioning Maxim, She couldn't help but recall the words Maxim had just whispered in her ear. Her face, which had finally cooled down, seemed to be heating up again. She pursed her lips, picked up the water cup and took a sip, then slowly said, "Let's not talk about him. Let's discuss this upcoming surgery. The success rate is uncertain, and there might be various unexpected situations. We need to communicate well in advance." Mentioning the surgery, Annabelle's expression also became serious. She nodded and said, "I know, I heard that the patient for this surgery is your friend. I had worked with him for a while in the past." Annabelle didn't ask further. The two of them discussed the details of the surgery for a while, then they started talking about Annabelle's life abroad in recent years. Knowing that she had always been single, surprise flashed in Brianna's eyes. "Senior sister, with so many people pursuing you, don't you plan to choose one to date?" Annabelle chuckled, a fleeting hint of loneliness flashing in her eyes. "What's the point of dating? I wanted to dedicate my entire life to the medical profession." Brianna sighed, "All right, back when we were studying medicine together under our master, you were more diligent than all of us." Annabelle raised an eyebrow, "Don't flatter me. Why don't you mention the fact that I caught you and Wyatt reciting drug names in the middle of the night?" Speaking of the past, a nostalgic look appeared in both of their eyes. "Studying medicine with my master was the happiest time of my life." "Me too." The two casually chatted about other things, and after finishing their meal, Brianna took Annabelle to the hotel. "Sister, there are still a few days until the surgery. If you want to stroll around Bridenville, feel free to call me anytime." "Forget it, you still have to work, right? If I want to go somewhere to have fun, I can just find Wyatt." Brianna thought for a moment, then nodded and said, "All right, I'll arrange for two bodyguards to be responsible for your safety." "Good." After Brianna assigned her two bodyguards, who were originally assigned to her by Maxim, to Annabelle, she immediately took a taxi back to the villa. Upon opening the door and seeing that Maxim was not in the living room, she immediately lightened her steps, intending to sneak back to the bedroom. Just as she reached the bedroom door, Maxim's voice, tinged with amusement, came from behind her. "Brianna, why are you acting so sneaky, as if you're committing a theft?" Brianna stiffened for a moment, turned to look at Maxim, and pursed her lips, saying, "Not at all, I'm just afraid of disturbing your work." Maxim raised an eyebrow, "Are you afraid of affecting my work, or are..."